In our worldview today, an independent report commissioned by Catholic bishops in France has exposed the scope of child abuse that happened within the church. The report estimates more than 200,000 children between 10 and 13 years old were sexually abused since 1950, with nearly 3,000 perpetrators involved. The investigative commission was set up 3 years ago following a string of high-profile scandals involving the Catholic Church in France. Its report marks the most extensive account of abuse in the country and puts the blame squarely on the church, saying it turned a blind eye for too long. Pope Francis thanked the victims for coming forward on the back of this report, saying he hopes the church will embark on a path of redemption. The Chinese property sector is facing more threats of a default, pointing to increased signs of distress. Developer Fantasia Holdings, just the very latest to miss a bond payment in the amount of $206 million on Monday. The company's already seen its shares plummet nearly 60% so far this year, and it's halted trading of its shares since September. Meanwhile, Fitch Ratings has downgraded Fantasia and rival Cynic Holdings, highlighting the risks from their mounting debt pile. Cynic announced its subsidiaries missed interest payments on onshore financing Tuesday, and Fitch said the firm is likely to default on a $246 million payment that's due on October 18th. And a new report points to the devastating impact warming temperatures have had on the world's coral reefs. The International Coral Reef Initiative says 14% of reefs have been destroyed over the last decade. Coral reefs cover a small portion of the ocean floor, but they support at least a quarter of all marine species, according to the report. Collectively, they provide roughly $2.7 trillion a year in goods and services, but they are among the most vulnerable ecosystems affected by climate change and pollution.